Not angel, man. Not angel. The demons. No, 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 no. It just stopped. I was just going down memory lane of a Monday night mass in Trinidad. I had a bad buzz, and my eyes are closed, and a chipping, and a feeling myself, and with all of that. Welcome to Boom Boom Time, the show that not only brings you old calypso, old soca, old R&B, soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. It also brings you technical mayhem that happen by themselves at any time. The computer just shut off. It taking a second. I am Sister P.
And I am Angel.
You have to flap.
Afternoon, flap, flap. Well, I had to come down. Flap, 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 flap.
So like,
now we'll bring it back. Bring
Pan month is almost over.
Well, it's over end of August.
End of August. So today is the 29th.
Yeah, so we kick off it. 29th. Of course, we kick off it. Jump High with Phase 2. And then, of course, we'll, you know, because of you.
Oh, you come back yourself because of me. All right. I guess I'm the angel with powers. We'll be right back and we'll...
Exodus.
It's Exodus. The best steel pan in the world.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, Montreal.
We passing right. We come off. We pass TGIF on Cipriani Boulevard, and we going up the. Is that Hilton? We going up the Hilton side like you want to go Marval, and the band is playing "Make Love to You." Yeah. Ah, last thing that I do, I wanna make love to you. Boom 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 doom doom boom 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 doom 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 doom. Ooh, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, and listeners of all ages, welcome to Boom Boom Time. On today's show, naturally, we will play some music reflective of Trinidad and Tobago's independence, which is
Tuesday.
Yes. Also, back to school.
Yep.
Some people are going, oh no.
I know.
Because they have to do school supply shopping and clothes shopping. Some people did buy things online for the picnic them, and they're praying it come tomorrow. And then there's parents like me who go, thank you, Master God, they got back to school. Have mercy. DJ Storm is on assignment. She's not here to hear me. And then we will be paying tribute to the son of the soil, Trinidad and Tobago, former Montrealer, Ashwin James Dugan, who succumbed to his short illness this past Thursday.
And also on that, I have a big, big, big birthday request. Going to be hitting that later on in the show also. So it have things to look out and hear. So we really don't want you guys to touch that dial, right? Not right now. You know, listen. I'm going to run this by you. You see, that's why I just really miss the phone, right? Because, you know, people that are calling on this. I want to know who listened to the live wire show Saturday, Pete Douglas. You see, now, if we are the phone people that be calling, no Montrealers, if anybody listened to that show, it was a preempted show that, but Pete wasn't there. And I always wanted to ask Pete, but I have to call him, but it looked like he probably out of town or something. If he selected that show, or is it, you know, management, you know, like,
programming coordinator
select that show. It was a show go way back to the weekend when Johnny Cool died. That week was the carnival. And when he started the show, he started to say he wanna pay respect to Seymour Thomas, Mary. I said, but wait now, what show is this? Because that is way back. That is
way
when Mary died, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was way back, that Carnival Sunday. And not only that. The scariest thing about that show is he couldn't remember when was Johnny the funeral, where it was, right? And who you think Colleen?
Afraid.
His sister. I know, his sister.
Auntie Sherma Salandi.
Exactly.
Mm.
So I know if anybody and that is, man, this thing sung like if it was like yesterday.
And our Calypsonian on the show.
And now, thank you. And fast forwarding in the show now, it was the first time Spivey won the Calypso Monarch in Montreal. And bam, you hear Spivey. And Spivey sang the song that saying thank you. You know, the song he won with was Thank You. So you could imagine that, man. And Listen, that show, man, that show, you see, that's why we missed the phone, because I know
okay, hear what I'm going to do.
Right?
I have a little broken phone here. Uno go for no pens and papers. Watch them. You see them?
Yeah, they're running.
They're running.
Make sure you scratch.
Scratch on a piece of paper. Because them nowadays pen, we notice they cannot write in your hand, Miguel, again. You remember first time? Let's see where I'm taking it now, eh? You see, you're going to dance and you meet somebody and you can't find no paper. We didn't have the phone where you lock it into your phone or call the person save
exactly.
it. You used to take the pen and mark the person number in your hand, Miguel. Sometimes you went home and go to sleep and wash off your hand and forget. Anyway, you want to get the pen and paper? Okay. All I have on this phone is WhatsApp. Don't call me, because the phone, I could only hear you. You cannot hear me, so it's miserable. Mm-hmm. But I could take text. That's T-E-X for X-ray, T-S, text. So you ready? Here's the number. 438-220-2076. I will repeat, only for texts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp messages only. 438-220-2076. And tell me what you think if you heard that show on our sister station, CJLO. It was what, like 8 a.m. in the morning? 9 a.m.?
Yeah,
9. 9 a.m. on CJLO, Saturday, the 28th. Here's my thoughts on that. Recently, as I was scrolling on Facebook, you know they have all sorts of masterclass and learning online and everybody teaching you to do something, from cooking to writing a book to painting a house or making art. Here is a course they offered, but in a month. Me kinda cash poor. That's right. A biatch is broke. They offered a course on archiving. And that blew my mind, because archives are so important.
Yes,
you see, like how when you found the tape with me sounding like Mickey Mouse, and then we had the Tall Tales. And we were able to play Uncle, what's his name? Victor St. Martin. Then we have Stretch sounding like Ken, as in a Ken Barbie doll. He sung Young, Young, Young. His hair was black. His voice even sounded like his hair was black.
No, that show, man.
Archives are critical. And archives include all the letters, some of you older people in your older years that you used to write mommy, daddy, sister, uncle, or children, if you had to leave your children in the Caribbean and come here to work and send back money to help till you were able to bring the children up. Archives include all of your children's report cards and little pictures of stick men saying his mommy and daddy, old recipes. Archives include old photos, most definitely the most important to me, old photos, old passports, old Medicare cards, old those little piece of paper doctor give you with appointment.
It's when you go back and you watch a old driver's license.
Oui. Not that.
Or ask them school ID. You know, the school ID.
Thank you. It's when you find an old video cassette. And you know, we were bad at writing what was on it on top of the video cassette. And you have to now go and jump around like a idiot to find an old VHS player. And when you put it on, is, me don't know, a birthday party of your favorite child? Nobody has favorite childs. They're all favorite. And those of you who taped oodles of West Indian rhythms, roots rock, reggae, positive vibes and boom boom time, right? In particular, you see when Fluxy passed, so many women and people had old cassettes to the point where his son, Papa, is looking to get digital copies so that he can hear his dad's voice, right? So archives. So start WhatsApp texting us. We're going to get into the programming for today, the 29th. I think it's Richard Bolsdorf's birthday. I can't remember if he's August 29th or September 29th. If you're listening, tell him I say happy birthday. Lied. Lied. Tama lied. A good afternoon to you. We're going to play Portraits of Trinidad for the what independence? Was it 53rd? 52nd?
I think it's 59.
Oh, it could be 59 and Jamaica. Jamaica thing first.
What was
59? It could be 59. It could be, you know.
Yeah.
Kuya. Let's play. Get ready to play. And Mr. Computer, try your best. Boom Boom Time, CKUT 90.3 FM. We're about to get on the mighty sniper. He's a sniper, right? Here we go.
All right, 4:25 in the afternoon, Montreal. This is, as she say, you know, she ain't plugging. And she thinking. She playing, want to play big DJ, though. Know, big DJ, though. Know, and she what? And she a plugin. All right, you go rewind that. We can start again. We start from the top. Big DJ, though. You know, big DJ, though. You know.
Big DJ. I get rusty, lazy. The weather too cold outside because all of you complaining how it hot and now we have this funny kind of weather.
Mary, you see what we'll be dealing with? So, Mary, listen, I know Mary might be real laughing. All right, Montreal.
Trinidad is my land, and of it I am proud and glad. But I can't understand why some people are talking bad. But I know all of them, we're running them out. Don't know where they're talking about. They will paint you black every day. And the right things they will never say. Like our sportsmen being rated among the best. Our scholars have sit and cast every test. And put us right alongside the rest. But then our pinch lick is the greatest one of its kind. Our sugar and oil is ready refined. So you see, friends, this is a real thing Solomon's mind. They just talk some nonsense. Me ain't know where they're doing it for. About so much violence. Man, you would swear that we're fighting war. And of course, we have the delinquents to face. But just like any other place, look at things that I say about here. It's really too much for me to bear. Because my people are daily making progress. Without any form of stupidness. And in this way we must gain success. For when we move in, we all move as one body. No bickering between you and me. For our policies stand for racial equality. Now when a stranger spending a little time in this lovely isle, every day you see him, he always have a hearty smile. When his time is up to depart, he would say with pride in heart, I'll be back, you could bet your life. And if I can't come, I will send my wife. And then he'll tell you, he rarely wants her to come, to drink some rum and have plenty fun, in this great island in the sun. For Trinidadian, as foreigners do recall, it doesn't matter whether big or small, or if you're rich or poor, friends, we cater for one and all. So all of them we're talking, they either drunk or they're staring mad. Or maybe they forget it, Mr. Universe belongs to Trinidad. And yet, we have men of high.
talent and skill, with high hopes of improving still. And if you think all this is a lie, the mighty sniper won't tell you why. Now our steel band is the best talent in the world. My calypso's all stories are told, with its rhythm to touch your soul. So Trinidad, this lovely land of my birth, small but overwhelming world. And as you know, Carnival is the greatest frolic on
this country bad. I don't want to leave at all. Ever.
know, if you're playing music for TNT, Mr. Robinson, me cannot talk when I'm on air. Where you come from, sir? If you're playing music for Trinidad Independence, more and more you're hearing this song, and rightfully so, because she did a bang-up job with it. And it's my no darling who has the most hairstyles. She have more hairstyle than Diana Ross, and she does look good too. She had a bad cut. She the other day me did almost want to take off me dreadlocks and buy one wig because me did so like that thing. Here we go for celebrating Trinidad and Tobago's independence. None other than Natasha Jean Wilson. No, sir, the people them send me if you pull it up, Lord, sir. Here we go. Love Zone Ricky. Aye, the flags. I hope your foot feeling footish. Natasha Jean Wilson here on CKUT. 90.3 FM, this is Boom Boom Time. Thank you.
many varied races may we possess that common love that binds and makes us one. Let it be known around the world that we
you cannot talk about independence of Trinidad and Tobago or anything TNT without blessing up the soldiers and the sons and daughters of the soul. It is with real regret that I announce the passing of James Ashwin Dugan, originally of Belmont TNT, and then Woodbrook. Fast forward to Montreal, where he lived and raised his young family for 36 years before moving to where he died in Ottawa, Ontario. Predeceased by his wife, Lorna Roberts Dugan, he is survived by his partner at the time of his death, Gemma Darabi, He is the father of, was that, 5 children? And let me do this before I mess it up out of my head. Ansel, Ian, Jillian, Kerwin, and Wendell Dugan. Grandfather to Ayanna, Sophia, Travis, Jay, Janae, Candice, Linjal, Michael, Alexanne. He's also predeceased by 2 grandchildren, Angel, and her name is eluding me right now. It starts with a K. Her beautiful girl, beautiful girl. Great grandfather to Tevin, Tasia, Khalil, Tice, Tiana, Janaya, and Paris Dugan. He was the patriarch of this incredible family, uncle to so many, including CKUT's Angel, Wayne Angel Moore. There's so many nieces and nephews. And niece-in-law. He is formerly, for many years, the employee of Pratt & Whitney, former policeman in Trinidad and Tobago, brother-in-law to a few, but in particular, Claire Rayburn, cousin-in-law, of course, to Auntie Joyce and Uncle Hubert, and friend to so many in Montreal. He was a keeper of secrets. He kept all of our secrets, and most probably he died with them. He was a dapper gentleman, beautiful pencil mustache, little bit of a beard. Sometimes he'd take it off. Low fro that was sprinkled liberally with some gray. Neat little feet when he would walk the streets when annually he would go down for the winter and for carnival. And of course, for sure, they're one of the best limers at Duke and Frederick Street. He taught us many things. He was stern, and if we'd broke out into any argument or fight, I'll speak for myself. What you getting on so for? No, you don't have to. Okay, stop it now, stop it now, stop. Sometimes we listened. Sometime we listened. He gave great advice. And yeah, I'd be a liar if I didn't say he was a ladies' man. He had an eye for it. He liked nice ladies. He liked fine things. He died this past Wednesday, just short of his 90th. September 5th, he would have been 90th, but God called him home, took him out of his suffering. And for that, even though many hearts are broken and many tears are being shed, somewhere in there, we're at peace with it. It's going to take some time. A moment of silence for James Ashwin Dugan. A Dugan is a Dugan is a Dugan. Lastly, I would add, out of all the children, young people, and now some of us who are middle-aged that passed through the Dugan family, whether it was at a picnic at Long Slough, many of the renowned parties in LaSalle, and then those of the curling club or the backyard jams by Claudette, his precious daughter-in-law, her and Vandra, formerly Vandra. He was a mentor to all of us, and that rock. Rest in peace, Uncle Ash. Angel, I know when it come on to death, you is not a talky-talky fellow, you know.
Well, that's why I'm Angel. But I must say, when I was in Trinidad, you know, COVID, people just curse the COVID and thing. But COVID was a good thing. At least for me. Meaning that I had a whole year I spent with my both uncles. Well, both of them passed. Two brothers. And I got really close. It was the closest I ever get to my uncles. And his brother, which is Nello, Uncle Nello, we call him. He had what's to go and see his brother. And we do that almost, if it's once a week, we will drive up, go Buller Street, hang out, the three of us. I know things that, boy, not everything you go on with, you know. Think past with us. And
are you the next person to keep everybody's secrets?
Well, I ain't saying that. And I think Ian more.
Ian, it's yeah, true, it's
Ian,
true.
Ian more on that thing than me, right? And that time we spent not knowing what else was a goodbye.
Yeah.
And you know, it always hard to tell somebody you love them, right? It's a hard. Sometimes like it's a bridge you have to cross. But like when you cross that bridge, that I love you just come out so like natural. And this is one of the moments I had with my two uncles, not knowing that the both of them were saying goodbye to each other. Right?
Mm.
And I was glad to be there. And they're gone. They're gone now. So you know, life goes on. That's why I always say on this show, and we just always do on this show, Boom Boom Time, celebrate life. Always. Because you never, never know what's happening when you open that door. Yeah, you gotta celebrate life. And we had to accept death, because death is something.
You know, no, say life sweet until it have death,
right?
You know.
So people come here to die. That's bottom line. And we as human beings, we have to get over that hump. That when somebody died, yes, we have to celebrate the moments we had, like I did. I had a whole year with my both uncles, and we had a ball.
I remember one time, but I'm not saying a word. Not one word, Auntie Gemma, not one word.
You can't see.
What I will say, because I forgot in going through the family tree, he is also survived by Aunt Ermin and Auntie Babsy,
exactly,
and Perry and
Wendy,
Marsha and Kimley, Pauline, Charmaine, a whole tribe.
Oh, you have a whole
Dugan is a Dugan is a Dugan.
You have a lot of Dugans. I mean, those are the elders. They now become ancestors.
Hey, so with that, I'm going to play one of his favorite gospel tunes. And I formerly, as in-law, but as producer of Boom Boom Time, I want to take this opportunity to give formal condolences to Auntie Gemma and all of his children. My heart aches to hold Ansel. Ian, who I knew first, then Kerwin, Wendell, Jillian, and my girl who I love to wet up, my Ayana. I think sometimes Ayana is my favorite, you know. Sometimes. Sophia, don't holler. Everybody raise a glass if you're a Dugan or a lover of a Dugan. I'm going to go in the back and look for a little something. Don't cry. Wipe up your tears and celebrate a life well lived, because he did it his way and he did it. He did it all. Salvation for eternity.
Spotless host, this spotless host. Jesus' name.